Republican Senator Tom Tillis' retirement announcement changes the North Carolina and national political situation for both parties. And this open race will be one of the 2026 election cycle's key focal points. Democrats are looking toward former Governor Roy Cooper as their preferred candidate. Lieutenant Governor Rachel Hunt, daughter of former four-term Governor Jim Hunt, is another possibility. For the Republicans, all eyes are on presidential daughter-in-law Laura Trump, who hails from the state, though currently living in Florida. As has been expected, former Congressman and 2024 U.S. Senate nominee Colin Allred announced that he will enter the 2026 Texas U.S. Senate race. While most eyes are on the budding Republican primary between Senator John Cornyn and Attorney General Ken Paxton, the Democrats, too, may see an intra-party squabble. In addition to Mr. Allred, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke and U.S. Representative Joaquin Castro continue to say that they are considering entering the Senate race. Five-term Nebraska Republican U.S. Representative Don Bacon this week announced that he will not seek re-election in 2026, a development that many political observers expected. The Cornhusker State's 2nd District has attracted a great deal of attention in the last two presidential election years. Like Maine, Nebraska apportions its electoral votes, meaning that each congressional district, the state has three, casts its own vote as opposed to the winner-take-all process that the other 48 states utilize. In both 2020 and 2024, the 2nd District of Nebraska voted for the Democratic nominee against President Trump. Democrats will make a major push here. Their early leading congressional candidate is State Senator John J. Kavanaugh IV, the son of former Congressman John J. Kavanaugh III. On the Republican side, Omaha City Councilman Bricker Harding immediately declared his candidacy upon Representative Bacon's retirement announcement. This Omaha-anchored seat will likely be the Democrats' best conversion opportunity in the entire country. Four-term at-large South Dakota Republican U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson announced that he will enter the 2026 governor's race next year, a move that had been expected. Representative Johnson is likely headed for a match against the now-sitting Republican governor, Larry Roden. Once then-Governor Kristi Noem resigned to become U.S. Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Roden, then the state's lieutenant governor, ascended into the state's chief executive position. While he has not yet formally announced that he will run, it is expected that Governor Roden will soon declare his official candidacy. Also in the race is State House Speaker John Hansen and wealthy conservative businessman Toby Doden. The South Dakota Republican primary, scheduled for June 2nd, will very likely decide the state's next governor. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.